Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today we're diving deep into the world of clean, high-quality protein with Alex Conley, the founder of Kono Nutrition. If you've ever questioned what's really in your protein powder, whether whey or bee protein is better, or how to optimize your diet for muscle growth and longevity, this episode is for you. Alex shares his powerful health journey from battling leukemia as a child to becoming a leader in the functional nutrition space. We'll discuss how conventional protein powders are often packed with fillers and artificial ingredients, why sourcing and processing methods matter, and how Kono Nutrition is setting a new standard for clean, effective supplementation. And if you want to try Kono Nutrition for yourself, you can use my special discount code BiohackerBlondie or check out the link in the show notes for exclusive savings. You can also find all the details, links, and show notes for this episode on my website at biohackerblondie.com. So now let's dive in to this episode with Alex Conley. Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm so excited because we are here with Alex Conley, and you are the founder of Konos Nutrition. This is a protein brand, and we're going to get all into whey and beef protein and a few other things you have developed. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I really appreciate it coming on the podcast. And if you want to just give a little intro and what your inspiration was for building Kono's Nutrition.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me on. My inspiration started very young. My health journey started really young. So when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with leukemia. And so health became the most important thing in the world to me overnight as a little boy. And so what I always tell people is like I was forced to learn how to fight for my health pretty much majority of my life, right? And so I went through 4 years of chemotherapy, unfortunately, and many cycles of antibiotics and steroids. And I was not officially cancer-free until the age of 12. And it was actually my 12th birthday that they said, you are officially cancer-free. So from the age of 4 until 12, I was in a long, hard-fought battle with leukemia, which is a blood cancer, and it's the most common form of childhood cancer. And so that was really just like, obviously, such a big health awakening. So I had kind of an unusual childhood compared to most. And, you know, the inspiration for health and to be healthy started very young. And it goes back to like, right, my favorite quote of all time is, a healthy person has 1,000 wishes, but a sick person has only one. And I lived that and was forced to live that. And so I think that it's just like such a purpose of mine and a calling to be able to have to go through that experience to know what it's like to feel sick, and then be able to deeply, deeply relate to people who are sick and struggling. And then now I get to get, you know, to help them with their health.
Yeah, I read that on your website and I was like, that just hits so hard. I was like, I need to post this. I'll put your name under. I'm just like, it's so good. It's so true, because I think people, that's the one thing that everyone takes for granted is their health. Mm-hmm. And once that's gone, that's all you care about. And that's why I'm just like such an advocate, because it's like having health is having happiness. And that's like the whole point of life. And if you don't have health, you're always going to be struggling for, and then there's also like an extent of health, right? You know, because there's like extremely sick, almost dying. And then there's like extreme healthy, every biomarker is perfect, feel amazing. So there's always like this, what is health, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's such an amazing story. And I think a lot of us come from a situation like that, where a lot of people in this health space either had back issues or had mold or had any of these health issues that have inspired us to, you know, get the word out when it comes to health. And when I met you at that event, I was just like, I saw your protein powder and I was like, wait, this is like the cleanest protein powder I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I was like shocked.
That's awesome. I know, you instantly were like, how have I not heard of you guys? I'm like, yeah, I know. We're working on that piece for sure. You know, that just like, the reason why we build just like the cleanest products in the world and with the best sourcing possible is, again, just because I feel like what happened is like the fitness industry completely hijacked the supplement space into marketing products as just like this guilt-free, tasty treat. And how can we make products just that like taste really good? Or like people started caring about what, in my opinion, is all the wrong things. So it's like the best tasting product. It mixes really well. Like, so they add in a bunch of fillers and fake sweeteners and all this stuff to chase the wrong things when we lost track of like what a supplement actually is. And it's like, does this increase the value of your health and of your life? And so yeah. I just found it insanely frustrating.
It's so bad. And like, it's like the Fit Expo in Los Angeles, and it's so bad. Like, I'm just, people think that they're fit and they're healthy, but I'm like, you are not healthy. That is not going to last. These competitions, these muscle building competitions, it's really, really unhealthy. But I was really shocked about all the ingredients that were all the companies, you know, displaying at the Fit Expo, just garbage, basically. It was sad because it's like a lot of those ingredients are very toxic for your body.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference between like being fit and being healthy, right? And just because you're fit does not mean you're healthy. And so that's why like our motto at Kono is health first, because yeah. Again, it's like I saw the industry and people caring about all the right thing or the wrong things. And I was like, that's why we have to build a company around like putting health first. And it's health first in every ingredient, every decision, and like most importantly for the end user, the consumer. And where I really like got all my inspiration from was I was working at GNC. That's how I paid my way through college, was I was working at GNC. So I found like a love for supplements, and I was actually studying pre-med, and my life's dream was always to be a pediatric oncologist. I was like, I'm going to go, you know, give back, be a childhood cancer doctor. And that was always like my dream and my passion. And what happened when I was working at GNC is my boss there was a clinical herbalist. And so I was learning from her all about this like ancient wisdom and this deep side of nutrition that I was learning nothing about in school. And so that was like a huge light bulb moment for me, that I was like kind of frustrated that I wasn't learning any of that in my education. And what happened is I was living in a fraternity at the time, exposed to black mold, you know, sleeping in black mold. And I got IBS, chronic fatigue, all these health issues again in my early 20s. And so then I was, you know, tried to seek out every single thing that I could in Western medicine and continued to get, you know, poor treatment over and over and over again. And then I figured out how to heal myself naturally through all the wisdom that I was just reading from my boss's books that were sitting at GNC.
I want to take a quick moment to share something that's truly been a game changer for me, TMW Longevity Supplement. Not only is a supplement packed with cutting edge, premium ingredients like hyaluronic acid for skin and joint health, lion's mane and chaga mushrooms for cognitive support, and nicotinamide and vitamin C for energy and cellular function, it also tastes amazing. I actually look forward to taking it every day. Since I started using it, I've noticed a real glow to my skin, and I feel more energized and vibrant. And what's even more impressive, the founder of TMW Longevity improved several biomarkers without changing anything else in his lifestyle, just by taking this supplement. That speaks volumes about the quality and effectiveness of what's inside. This isn't your average supplement. The founder was committed to creating a product that's not only packed with the highest quality ingredients, but also ensures maximum absorption through real liposomes. It's not just about what's in the bottle, it's about making sure your body actually absorbs the benefits from every ingredient, no money wasted. If you want to boost your energy, support your healthy aging, and feel amazing, this is the one to try. You can find them at all Erewhon locations, visit their website at tmwlongevity.com, or check out their Instagram at tmw.longevity. And as a special thank you to my listeners, you can use my code BHB for an exclusive discount. Just head over to the link in the show notes and enter BHB at checkout to claim your savings. Take the step toward better health and see the difference for yourself. So now let's get back into this episode.
And so then I figured out like how to heal myself naturally in the power of supplementation. And that right there like changed my entire life and perspective around the medical system. And that was kind of when I knew that I wanted to do something else with my life.
Yeah, there's so many ways. I'm Shocked that you even found out you had mold. How did
it take
you
a long time.
Did it, like, how long were you living in a moldy apartment?
Like 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And were you having reactions right away? I feel like people, what happens is it slowly creeps up on you and then you're just like, well, I'm not feeling great. And then you'll have like maybe a rash or you'll have brain fog or like, and it just slowly, and then you're like, why is this happening? And then you find out years later, you've been living in mold.
That's exactly what happened to me. It wasn't until years later, until even after I graduated college, actually, that I realized that that was what was affecting me so much. And I knew, like, you could visibly, right, I was in college.
The worst time, because it's
like. I thought I was probably just hungover all the time, to be honest, you know, because I was in a fraternity, like, I was not really truly living an insanely healthy lifestyle and obviously living there, but I was drinking a lot. I was eating processed foods, like, eating out a lot. I was a broke college student, and I wasn't, you know, really, really focused on my health at the time. And it wasn't until after college that I really figured that out. And I also got a bout of SIBO because I got a really bad food poisoning that led to small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And everyone was just telling me I have IBS. And I'm like, that's a symptom. That's not an actual root cause. Like, what is causing this? And no one could give me the answers. And so I just like really, really dove into the world of functional medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. And that obviously inspired me to take a host of other supplements. And then I just became so fascinated with the supplement industry. But I got my degree. I ended up getting my degree in exercise physiology. So I loved to learn about like how the body moves and how the body works from that point of view. And so what I ended up doing is kind of like merging these two worlds together that I love and have a passion for. And that's why the first product we created was actually a pre-workout, because I was like, that is the worst product that most people take for them. And so how could we make one entirely healthy? And so I really was just wanting to, like, you know, break into the world of fitness and figure out how we could make entirely healthy fitness-based products.
Yeah. And then you went into protein as well. So I'm so curious, what were your supplement go-to when you were starting to learn about all this and herbs? Like, was that kind of your protocol for mold?
Yeah, I did a lot of that. I did a lot of like zeolites, clays, binders, charcoals, things like that. I focused a lot on gut health. So I took a ton of different high probiotic strains. Like bifidobacteria strains were really helpful in that too. But the binders and sauna were
sauna is huge. It's like sweat, grab onto the toxins, get it out. Like
exactly.
Like higher dose, they had like a study too, like someone who had mold and they were in the sauna blanket for like months and then got rid of her mold. So I think sweating is honestly one of the best for mold.
It was like the major breakthrough right there. So I was like doing that in conjunction with healing my gut and just binding everything up. So the zeolite clays work really well, and pectins and charcoal and things like that were super, super helpful for that. But the journey of SIBO and the gut health journey was really tricky for me too. You know, that took years to heal from.
Not easy either. So with your supplements and your pre-workout, your hydration, and then you also have the protein powder, which I just loved. I think there's so much debate with protein powder and even like eating meat, eating beef versus vegetarian. I think that's like the biggest topic in the health industry is like who's right, who's wrong. I swear it's like the craziest conversation. I was just having a conversation last night with someone over dinner about mostly vegetarian. And then you have Paul Salandino being like, you know, meat. Yeah. And then you have all these men that are like, I eat 10 eggs in the morning.
I'm happy to give my thoughts and perspective on that. If you would like. But yeah, it's funny because when you just like take a step back and look at it from a completely unbiased perspective, it's like everyone's just talking about their personal experience and what worked best for them, right? So like Paul Saladino, like he was a raw vegan and it didn't work. So then he went the extreme opposite direction. He went full carnivore And then all of a sudden, like, he wrote a book about being a carnivore, and then that didn't work. He started getting like muscle cramps and all sorts of issues. So then he added back in carbohydrates, and then he's like, now animal-based works really well for me. And now I eat fruit and honey and raw dairy and stuff like that too. So people is just like, I think what we don't realize is like, people want just like a universal thing. Like, tell me what to do and tell me what to eat, because no one wants to take the time to like do the research to actually listen to what works best for my body and what works best for me. Like, we always want the shortcut and the easy way out. And so we just look to other people, but then we forget like that's their experience.
So if you are struggling to stay focused, get more done, and have steady energy all day, I might have the answer. Most supplements don't actually support long-term performance. They're packed with fillers, synthetics, and isolating ingredients that just don't work together. However, a new supplement I have been taking for months now has made all the difference, and that is Cellimentals Complete. The founder has been in the supplement industry for nearly 40 years, creating formulas designed to fuel your body with real bioactive nutrients that work synergistically for lasting impact. No shortcuts, no crashes, just true cellular support. It's packed with whole food ingredients like sea cucumber, rich in vitamins, minerals, and bioactive compounds for immune and joint support. Lingonberry and black currant provide antioxidants for brain health, while sea buckthorn offers omega fatty acids for skin, gut, and vitality. Plus, bovine heart and liver deliver B vitamins, CoQ10, and essential minerals to boost endurance and energy. Instead of just giving you a quick boost, Cellimentals helps reduce the demand on your cells so you can stay productive, feel good, and keep going without burning out. If you want to try out this amazing whole food supplement that truly gives your body the nutrients it craves, just go to cellimentals.com, that's cellimentals.com, and use my special discount code BHB for an extra 10% off so you can experience a difference in your overall health, focus, and energy. Again, that's cellimentals.com, code BHB at checkout.
Yeah. Now, and what we also forget is like, we were all taught in like middle school or something that we're omnivores, and yet we are still having like this argument when it's like, we've known forever that like humans eat meat and humans eat vegetables and humans eat fruit. And like, as long as you're eating real whole foods, like that's the key. Like, everyone is what we call like majoring in the minors, right? And so they're focusing on the things that don't actually matter that much, when in reality, the biggest thing is like eliminating the processed foods, eating an organic, pasture-raised, grass-fed, regenerative, like the highest quality ingredients that you can possibly have, and then just eat a wide variety of real whole foods. And in my opinion, like, that's the sign of someone that is healthy, is if your gut can actually tolerate the organic vegetables and the organic produce that maybe can trigger some symptoms. But again, like, doing a carnivore or animal-based diet is almost like a band-aid solution to autoimmune conditions, because you're just kind of avoiding the fact that like, my body can't tolerate vegetables. Why is that? Why should I look into why I'm not tolerating them?
Yeah, I think that's so important. Everyone is like, I feel good and now on a carnivore diet. And a lot of the times it's because you got rid of processed food, you know, and that only lasts for so long. Like, you need diverse bacteria. You need all those. There's so many different aspects of different fruits and vegetables that feed your body the right way. So it's like, you know, I appreciate people just kind of promoting real food in the first place, because most people are just not eating real food, which is sad, because even, you know, you go into Whole Foods too, the real food can be corrupt. It's like, it's so scary out there. I'm like, you know, they're finding glyphosate pesticides and stuff on organic food, organic wine. And so it's really, really hard these days to find just real good organic food. But yeah, so I want to kind of get also into just protein, your protein powders. So anyone who's listening, and, you know, I thought it was really interesting because there's whey protein that we discuss, and then there's beef protein. There's also gelatin. There's pea protein. I kind of want to, what was the other? There's like another protein I was thinking of, but what is the difference? Since now you've had to go down to the consumer, like, what makes the difference between whey versus beef?
Yeah, there's so many differences even between types of whey protein. So whey protein comes from the milk of cows, and then it's a byproduct in the process of making cheese. And so whey becomes like a curd. It's like a curd that's really, really high in protein. It's a byproduct of making cheese. And so there's like that old like tale, what is it, like the three bears or something, where it's like eating my curds and whey. And that's like, there's like an old like story about that. And so whey is like traditionally used in cultures as a high protein, like byproduct of making cheese. And then we can turn it into powder and make whey protein out of it. But traditional whey protein is like whey protein concentrate. Or if it just says like whey protein, it's probably a whey protein concentrate. And when you concentrate the whey, it ends up still containing levels of lactose and casein protein, which the casein protein is a beta casein protein that typically can cause some digestive discomfort in people. And same with lactose. Like that's the reason why most people do not tolerate whey protein well, and why you hear people getting like the protein farts, is because it contains levels of lactose and the casein protein. And so that's why if you've heard anyone talk about like you should eat A2 dairy. So A2 is the beta casein protein, which is why it's a lot easier to digest for people, is because it's a specific type of cattle that lacks that beta casein protein. And so that's why people digest A2 a little bit better. But we have a whey protein isolate. And when you send the whey through an isolation process, it actually removes the casein and removes the lactose out of it. And so then it makes it much, much easier to digest. And then we obviously take that even a step further to the extreme, and we source it all from family-owned and operated regenerative agriculture farms. They're entirely grass-fed through their entire lives on Irish fields. So we source it from the farms in Ireland. And then we use a filtering process that doesn't use heat. And so instead of the isolation process that some companies do that use heat, we use a heatless process. And so it still leaves the protein undenatured. And so that way it's even easier to digest. And so it leaves it as like the whole raw material with all the enzymes still intact, but it gets rid of the beta casein and the lactose. So it makes it really easy to digest. So that's the breakdown of whey proteins. We can start there.
Quick question. Have you tried this? Do you have friends that say I'm allergic to dairy and they're completely fine with this protein?
Exactly. Exactly. All the time. And so what I always would tell people though, is like, if you have a true dairy allergy, then this is still a dairy product. But most people don't actually have a dairy allergy. They have a lactose intolerance. And so this removes 99.9% of the lactose in the process of the isolation. So that's why I really, really love that protein. And the reason why whey protein is like so huge, especially in the bodybuilding, the fitness community, is because it's really high in leucine. And leucine is the amino acid that stimulates muscle protein synthesis and stimulates mTOR. So it helps with like rapid recovery and muscle growth and metabolism. And so that's why people always love to take whey protein, is because the amino acid profile is very beneficial for muscle building. And so that's really like the breakdown of whey protein. So I even, when I was having all my gut issues, I completely eliminated dairy because I couldn't even have like a spoonful of yogurt or a little bit of milk without just getting like insanely bloated and gassy. And I found this protein powder, and like I had to take plant-based protein for a long time. Wow. And it never sat well with me. Yeah. And I just like never enjoyed the taste. It didn't ever sit well with me. Say that again.
I've never done well with pea protein.
That's yeah, exactly.
No, I, you know, people love it. They, you know, I know Brian Johnson has his pea protein. I feel like I'm somewhat allergic, not allergic, but just like, I feel like my body doesn't like pea protein. I don't know.
So the reason why is like most of the pea protein is they leave like the outer husk of the pea on, and because it's a easier way to like manufacture it cheaper. So they're leaving like the outer pods, and it's like so like fibrous and stuff, and it just blends it all up together. And so it's not depodded, you know? And so there's very few pea proteins that actually like depod them. And so it ends up being like very, very hard to digest. And then also, if you think about it just from like a natural nature's perspective, this is why the other reason, like most of the plant-based proteins are insanely high in heavy metals, because you have to concentrate. Man, think about how many peas you would have to eat to get 20 grams of protein, like that you're getting in your shake. I mean, it's like a pound of peas or something. So you're concentrating like all of this raw plant material. And so it's just like, of course, it's going to be harder to digest. So I've never personally been a fan of plant-based proteins just for that reason, is they seem to be a little bit harder to digest. And then obviously the amino acid spectrum on them is not as preferable for muscle growth.
Could you just take, the pea protein? I just feel like it doesn't do much for me. And also most of it has heavy metals. You were talking about the amino acid leucine. So could I just take that for muscle building?
You definitely can. We found that it's not as beneficial though as getting a complete profile. It's almost like we try to outsmart nature. This is what I always tell people is like, this is what we continuously try to do is we're like, I just want to isolate this one compound and take that. And that's what we do in like the pharmaceutical industry and oftentimes the supplement industry, where we just want to like isolate a certain compound. But in my opinion, it's just like us trying, the more that humans try to outsmart nature, like the sicker that we get. So ours products are majority like whole food based, existing in their natural form products, because what we found is actually having a complete amino acid profile with all the essential amino acids is far superior to activate mTOR and muscle protein synthesis versus just taking leucine by itself. So it's kind of fascinating where you're just hinting at like, yeah, nature in its full complete form is unbeatable.
So you know, coming from your health issues, a lot of people will say too, like, you know, meat protein source, beef protein is not good for the body. It can cause disease. So now you've developed this beef and whey protein powder. So what is your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's largely misunderstood, in my opinion. You know, like it's so hard to say. And this is where we almost just like can't rely on the science. Like, I almost feel like we've gone too far in the direction of like always pointing to the science. And we almost in our Western culture now worship science as some sort of religion, right? We're like, that's why people continuously argue about it. And it's kind of ridiculous because I could for sure point out studies that red meat is so beneficial and so healthy and an absolute superfood and call out all the nutrients in it and the bioavailable iron. And, you know, it's got a complete protein source that's the most bioavailable source of zinc and B vitamins and all these things. And then, of course, there's studies and research out there that also say red meat causes cancer. And so it's like, how do you know which one to trust and what do you trust? And so I just feel like we've swung so far in the direction of like worshiping science and not taking a step back and just like trusting our intuition and what works well for me and my body and what have our ancestors been doing for thousands of years and centuries. And of course, like what did the Native Americans do when they were roaming the land? They lived off of bison and red meat and ruminant animals and of course vegetables and fruits, and like they you know had a very healthy lifestyle and they grew very tall and strong and like they were, you know, living off the land. And so I always just kind of go back to like, what have we been doing forever? And also that you can overdo any, even if it is something good. You know, like for sure, could you probably overeat red meat? Absolutely. Can you overeat celery juice like people do, like celery juice every day for the rest of your life and possibly get excess oxalates and get oxalate poisoning? Like, yes, absolutely. And so it's just going back to like, again, you know, what works best for my body and remaining in balance and remaining in homeostasis. And yeah, I would say that, you know, I hate to like be the person that says like everything in moderation, because I don't think that like processed foods in moderation, but like real food and a wide variety of foods, I think is the key. So like, I do think it's important to hit protein, and that, you know, it's also just like when you look at which protein sources are most bioavailable to the body and absorb the best, it tends to be animal protein. And so that's kind of a hint in itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a debate, but I think even David Sinclair is pretty well-rounded as well. Like, people studying longevity, I feel like they eat a very diverse diet. Some meat, some fish, vegetables, fruits, you know, maybe some legumes. But I think like always just the Mediterranean diet is like your kind of lifestyle, you know? And that if you need to have a specific diet, I know there's like FODMAP diet for SIBO, or like you can maybe do keto to get rid of like candida or something for a few months. But it's like for the long term, you really need all those different, you know, vitamins, nutrients, minerals coming from vegetables, fruits, kale.
Yeah, meat, everything. It's like, yeah, it's like, you know, nature can give us all the answers too, is what I think too, like eating seasonally. Yeah. And like, I think that's what we really rely on too. can lead to aging. Like that's a lot of David Sinclair's work is like, you know, now people take drugs to suppress mTOR even, you know, like rapamycin and things like that will suppress the mTOR response. But really the trick is to just like, don't eat meat all the time and to maybe fast every once in a while. And you're going to do the same thing. Like you don't need these drugs to suppress mTOR. Like you can do that by altering your diet. But then, you know, on the other hand, you need to stimulate mTOR at times because that's how you repair your body and your muscle tissue and like keep lean muscle mass. And so again, it's like nature has all the answers. And what our ancestors did is they would consume bone broths and collagen tissues and they would eat all of that because the opposite of leucine is glycine. And glycine is the rich amino acid that you get all the tissues. So that's supportive of your tissues and the gut lining. And that's how you get it from bone broth and collagen is very, very high in glycine. And so it's like the ultimate anti-aging compound because it balances out too much leucine. And our ancestors just like innately like knew this without needing the science to say it. So I always just think about that.
So why did you develop then whey and then also you have your beef protein?
Yeah, for exactly that reason is like the leucine, you know, dominant can stimulate muscle growth in the whey protein. And then the beef protein to be really high in glycine, which is healing for the tissues of the body. And, you know, can also, there is leucine, like it is a complete protein source with the beef protein, okay, which is nice. So a couple reasons I would say, one is there's definitely just people out there that still don't tolerate any dairy products. And we wanted to give them an option. And the second would be that, yeah, it's just like can serve a little bit different of a purpose to support the gut lining and the tissues of the body. And the way that we make it is very, very cool. So most of like the collagen peptide products on the market are actually made from like nails and hooves and hides and things like that, that are like really, really hard to turn into an edible food and product, as you can imagine. And so what they have to do, right, not a lot of people know this, and what they have to do is they have to send it through an, obviously, as you can imagine, like a very, very harsh extraction process to be able to like enzymatically wash it, to be able to process it down into the powder to then be able to consume from like animal hooves. And so the way that we do ours is we just take the bones. So again, doing what our ancestors have done forever. So we take the bones with the meat still attached to it, and we just do a hot water simmer and extraction. So we're not using any solvents, no chemicals at all. It's all done from hot water to keep it, the nutrients preserved. And that's why it's so high in like gelatin and glycine and collagen. So it ends up being around 70% collagen by nature. And it's all from the bones, which is like going to be the best source versus, you know, the hooves and the tissues and things like that.
This is the beef protein?
Yeah, this is our beef protein. That's how it's made.
Wow. Okay. So it's completely different than whey protein.
Yeah. Yeah. Very different. Because whey protein is made, again, as a byproduct of cheese. So it's from the milk. And the beef protein is made from the bones and the meat.
And so it's just no idea. I was just thinking beef protein, meat, dehydrated.
Yeah, no, it's not. I know it's kind of misleading. So that's why like we, like if you look at our label compared to every other company, like there's only, I think, a handful of companies that use beef protein isolates right now. But I just like kind of thought that it was misleading as a business to just say beef protein isolate because everyone thinks exactly what you think, which is that it's just like dried beef, but yeah, it's not. A beef protein isolate is actually bones and meat. And so I don't know why the industry coined the term beef protein isolate from it. So what we put on our label is what it actually is. Like we put grass-fed beef, and then in parentheses, we put, you know, the beef protein and then the collagen protein and bone broth protein because it's a blend of all three of those. That's really what beef protein isolate is. And it's kind of misleading that companies do that because like you said, it seems like it should just be the meat, but it's not. It's a little bit different of a manufacturing process.
And so then what is collagen? Is collagen just the bones?
Well, our collagen is, yeah. So like our collagen comes from the bone broth and the bone itself. But most collagen proteins come again from like skin or hooves or nails and things like that, which then again, you have to send it through a really harsh extraction process to get collagen peptides from that versus like you can naturally get collagen in bone broth and in tissues and bones and things like that, which is where ours comes from.
This is so interesting. It's really crazy. I feel, you know, you go and buy things and really we just have no idea where our food's coming from or any of the packaged food. And it's we don't so really understand. I think most people don't even know what they're taking. Collagen powder, protein powders, pea powder. Like no one's understanding that they're eating the whole thing of the pea, not just the pea, like the outer shell. You know, I'm like, this is why you really have to like do all your research and figure
it's
out.
It's so overwhelming.
Corrupt, you know, and then you have all the added ingredients like sucralose or all these other fake dyes, and the fitness industry is awful with that. So yeah, I was very appreciative of your clean ingredient protein powder. Are you also going to come out with travel size? I think like that's something that everyone wants.
We are. Yeah. That's a big goal of ours this year for sure. And especially to also just be able to offer it as a sample pack for people that like want to try it out and don't want to commit to buying the full thing. But we do offer like a 14-day money back guarantee. So it's kind of risk-free for people to like try any of our products. But the travel packs, yeah, are going to be necessary for sure. But adding to your point of like how it's so hard to know what you're actually consuming. That's the other thing that we're like trying to do. And that was like my biggest passion for specifically getting into the supplement market is because it's so misleading. And there's so many things that people don't know. And the reason why is because the FDA does not regulate the supplement industry, which obviously I think is a really, really good thing because I don't want the FDA in our pockets and telling us what to do and regulating it because we've seen how that turned out with Big Pharma.
Yeah.
But to that point, now it's a self-regulated industry, and that's why it's so important to trust the supplement company that you're buying from and someone that shows transparency and someone that shows third-party testing. But even now, I mean, people can still show third-party testing and just Photoshop it, you know, because there was a study done at University of Missouri that said if you're buying your supplements on Amazon, close to 60% of them weren't even the ingredient that was on the label. And so they bought 30 different supplements just off of Amazon, a wide variety of powders, capsules, vitamins, things like that. And they tested all of them at their lab. And it was like 60% of them didn't even actually contain what they said it contained. And Amazon requires you to have a third party testing to even sell on Amazon. And so that just goes to show you can fraud your third party testing too. I mean, like it's a very, very shady, corrupt industry. Like I feel like I call the supplement industry like big fitness. Like big fitness is now becoming like big pharma and just like anything else because there's a lot of money to be made in the supplement industry.
Yeah.
And I did like, that's why again, like our mission was all health first because I'm like, I truly don't care about the money. I know that the money will come from me doing the right thing and providing transparency and education and stuff like that. But it's why like I feel like all of our products are very fairly priced, especially for the quality that you're getting, because we go to the absolute extreme. We third-party test at an independent verified lab for glyphosate and all the pesticides. Like we're doing the most extreme things that you can do.
I know people have no idea. And Amazon, there's so many supplements out there. And I'm always shocked at the top supplements that are being sold on Amazon. And they... I don't even, it was like a TikTok went viral and that's why that supplement, you know, is being sold out. So anyone who's listening, do your research because there's so much corruption in supplements and you're probably just wasting your money and could be doing more harm as well because there's a lot of additives and other things. So it's like,
for sure. Well, it is one of these things that like supplements have been touted now as like this thing that's going to miraculously heal me. Because someone on TikTok or one of my favorite influencers said that like this green juice powder cured my gut and got rid of like this, this, and this. And sure, it probably did, but I bet that they also eat 90%, you know, or more real whole foods and their diets are like completely dialed in. And maybe that was like the last thing that pushed them over the edge to heal. But most people think that like this supplement is going to do all the work for me when in reality, we forget what even the word supplement means. And the word supplement means in addition to, right? It's like in addition to already living the best I can live and getting enough sleep and mastering my diet and only eating pasture-raised, grass-fed, organic, regenerative, like the best quality food that I could possibly put in my body, then take that supplement to help you you know, get that extra mile and heal a little bit more, because that's what a supplement should be used for. And like, you know, I wish that we didn't need supplements. Like, I wish that, you know, we didn't have to rely on supplements, but unfortunately, like, our soil has gotten so beat up and destroyed from us spraying 6 billion pesticides globally now, annually. 6 billion pounds of pesticides are sprayed on the earth.
I know, and especially in the U.S. It's like, that's why it's so, I think people just get inflamed by either coming to the U.S. or growing up in the U.S. because the water, the soil is corrupt. Like, it makes a difference even on your weight, your hormones. It disrupts the whole body. And if you look at like what we used to spray versus now, it just keeps like excelling. And we just, and they're making them harsher as well. So, or more harsh. So they keep getting stronger and we're spraying more. And it's like, it's so hard. That's why we have to pay so much attention to being healthy. It's like a whole job to stay away from toxins now.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes or the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they've just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
Oh my gosh, I know, it's exhausting. It's like, I've done a lot of research around traditional Chinese medicine recently and have become really fascinated with it. And again, like going back to just like all this ancient wisdom that we've lost track of. And one of the sayings that they've had describes how we're living perfectly to a T. And the saying goes, an organism that destroys its environment destroys itself. And we have absolutely done that. And this was a quote from 2000 years ago. And what have we done? Like, we have completely destroyed our rivers and drinking water systems, and our food supply is 70% less nutrient rich than it was 50 years ago because of the damage we've done to our soil. And it's like, we destroyed the earth, therefore we have destroyed ourselves, the organism. Yeah. And so it's just insanely sad what we have done. And that's the reason why we need supplements, is because we can't get all the nutrients we need from our food anymore, unless you live in the middle of nowhere and you're growing all your own food on your own land, which, like, yes, is the dream, but it's not realistic for everyone.
You know, it's like those blue zones. It's like, yes, they have a very healthy lifestyle. But I'm like, most people are not going to go live on that little island, Pan or Greece or something, you know? So what do you do for all your food and supplements then? So do you go to Whole Foods? Do you go just to a
I'm like anti Whole Foods now, because Whole Foods has even now become one of these, this store that's like a, almost like a fake health store now too, you know, like all the hot bar is full of canola oil and seed oils and stuff now. And it's like, you know, when did that happen? Why, you know, why are we doing this now? And same thing with like, you know, just because it's at Whole Foods doesn't mean it's healthy. Like they have a ton of snacks that are just like processed foods with seed oils and sugars. And like, it's not really. Yeah. So I shop, actually majority of my shopping is done at a local co-op where most of the food is grown organically and locally and completely spray free. So it's not only like pesticide free and you know, like, you know, but it's like completely spray free. And so I try to do like, I live in Idaho, which is like an agricultural community. And so I'm lucky that I get access to that. But obviously I travel a lot. Like I'm in Florida right now, down in South Florida. And so, you know, finding access to healthy food can be really hard. So like when I'm out and about and don't have access to like my local stuff, then yeah, I'll go to like a Whole Foods or something like that and just try to do the best that I can. So this is what I always tell people too, is like, do the best you can with the information that you have, because I think it's so hard. We get like so inundated and overwhelmed with information stuff that people just like shut down and they're like, screw it, I'm just going to like keep doing what I'm doing. But it's like, do the best you can and then just always continue to strive, like just chip away at learning more, you know, and like, don't overcomplicate things, you know, like just eat real whole foods, single ingredient foods, buy organic if you can. And if you're doing that, like you're going to be pretty healthy.
Compared to most people, I'm like, it's the basics of health. It's just like sleep, eat whole foods, like stay hydrated, movement. I mean, those are your basics and that will take you like 80% of your health. But most people just want like a supplement to, you know, replicate their bad habits.
I know, 100%. Yeah. And I can expand on it a little bit more about what I do. Like I definitely try to hit probably about 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight is typically what I'm getting right now. And then, so I do focus on like a protein number, and that's kind of all that I focus on. I don't count macros or calories or like anything crazy like that. I just focus on like overall kind of keep being mindful of my protein consumption. And then I eat organic fruits and veggies, and I'll do like an organic white rice or purple potatoes or sweet potatoes, you know, and I basically titrate my carbohydrate intake based on how much I'm moving. And so if I'm, you know, moving and very active and stuff like that, like I don't fear carbs at all, or I don't fear fats at all. Like I'm not super mindful of that stuff. As long as I'm eating real whole foods, that's you know, the best source I can possibly get, then I don't really stress about it. And the reason why is because like it's almost like a program that we've been taught to freak out about calories and macros and stuff like that. We have been taught as humans to read the back of a label. But in reality, if you're eating like real whole foods, that's what actually triggers your satiety signals and tells you that you're full. Like the only reason why people overeat is because you're eating foods that have literally been designed by food companies to trigger your dopamine signals with these unique flavor compounds and profiles that then make you overeat. And so then we were taught like, oh my gosh, calories really matter. But in reality, it's like your body should tell you how to naturally count calories and tell you like when to trigger your satiety signals, as long as you're doing things the right way. Most people wouldn't ever overeat. Like it's very hard if you just went and ate like steak and potatoes and some veggies, like you'd have a hard time crushing a bunch of it.
I know, or so much broccoli, or like, it's crazy. You can have like a whole bowl of broccoli or like 15 chips. It's like, you know, so if you're eating just all that broccoli and protein and steak or eggs, you're like, you know, I don't think you're really going to overdo the calories.
No, it's very hard to do.
So do you take both proteins? Do you do like a scoop in the mornings, evenings? Like what is your regimen with your protein powders?
I do. Yeah. I rely more on the whey protein isolate around workouts.
Okay.
And so that's usually when I will take that one. And then I usually do that one post-workout. And then I also do it now just also kind of like based on how to incorporate it into meals. So like, in my opinion, the whey protein, like we have an unflavored one that is just the raw material whey protein isolate. And it's 24 grams of protein per 100 calories. It's like the leanest protein source that you can get. And it mixes really, really well. Whereas the beef protein, since it's so much higher in gelatin and collagen, it's a little bit tougher to mix. And so I use the whey protein isolate to like scoop it into my yogurt in the morning to like get a little protein boost out of that. And so that's where I would use like more of the whey protein stuff. And then I just kind of alternate it, you know, like again, going back to like how our ancestors did things. Like, yes, they ate meat and dairy, you know, drank milk and stuff like that, but they also ate bone broth and tissues and soups and things like that. So I kind of view, you know, the beef protein in more in line with that. And so, yeah, I use them both. And sometimes I even alternate days. Like I'm not super regimen. Like I take both every single day, you know, especially if I'm like, I still try to get majority of my protein from whole foods, but it's not easy to do. And that's where I really love the beef protein, is because I can say, and I don't think anyone else in the industry can say this, we made a 100% real whole food product. There is nothing in there that is not a whole food. Like the ingredients are grass-fed beef, organic coconut milk, organic vanilla, like real vanilla from Madagascar, the best quality source of vanilla you can find in the world, sea salt, and then monk fruit. I mean, that's it. And we're using real organic monk fruit, like not cut with erythritol, not cut with sugar alcohols. Like it is 100% a real food protein powder. So it is like the ultimate whole food.
I know. I'm like, I don't think anyone has done this before. I'm just like, I was really shocked. So I'm super excited for you guys. Because when did you launch your company?
It was March of 2021 was when we officially launched as a business. But
I've never heard of you. So this is just insane. Because I feel like I know every brand that's like on the extreme of healthy. So yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks for I'm glad that we crossed paths at the event and for sure we're coming up on 4 years in business, which is exciting. And truthfully, what we have done is we didn't spend a lot of money on marketing, right? We spent a lot of money on expanding our product line. So we have, in the last 4 years, we've just expanded our SKUs and we've reinvested every single penny into expanding the product line because we want to be able to kind of be like a one-stop shop for people and the trusted source to be able to get all your supplements from. And so now my focus is really like, what do people need in order to help heal the most? And so that is the question that I continuously ask myself when it comes to our product expansion and development. And so because of that, like that's why we came out with the hydration and mineral blend, is like our soil is so depleted of minerals. So not only do we have the main electrolytes, but we source minerals from Irish seawater extracts. And so again, we get it from like natural sources the best that we can. And so it's all seawater extracts that has over 72 minerals that most people are deficient in. And then we also source sea salt from an unrefined seabed that has over 60 minerals in it. And so we're giving people this like very mineral rich electrolyte formula, which is actually what people need to hydrate, not just like a flavored water drink that most companies do, right? And so we actually are providing like the minerals that people need. And then the same thing, like the number one vitamin deficiency is vitamin D. So we're launching here in a few weeks a liposomal version of vitamin D3 and K2 that's very highly absorbable. And then also here in a few weeks, we are launching a magnesium blend because it's the number one mineral deficiency that our soil is depleted of. So we're really kind of hoping to be this, you know, one-stop shop for people to be like your trusted source and to get, you know, everything that you really need to heal. And I'm just not interested in coming out with like a Me Too product. Yeah. Like I really want to like, you know, set the stage of like, we are doing things differently and we're only coming out with products that we really believe in, that can actually help people heal and that they actually need and that we probably can't get through our diet, because that's what a supplement should be.
Yeah, I love that so much. Where are you guys located? Do you have any locations that people can find or just online?
Yeah, mostly just online. We have a couple of retail partners in the Pacific Northwest area. So like we manufacture in Utah and ship out of Utah. And so that's where where our locations are at. And then we have, like, I live in Idaho, so we partnered with, like, that, you know, our local co-ops there and stuff like that and grocery stores there. But yeah, we're definitely growing like crazy. So hopefully we'll be in some retail stores soon this year. But I do like the direct to consumer space is where we've been focusing on. So just like on our online store, it's just KonoNutrition.com. It's KONO nutrition.com is where people can find us.
Are you sold on Amazon? Do you sell on Amazon or no?
We no. I've been like anti-Amazon. We will at some point, I'm sure. But yeah, we've been really just trying to grow it organically as much as possible and get people to our website, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's so great. Is there anything else? I think we covered all the protein information. But this is so great. I really like all these things are new to me. So I'm pretty sure most people listening, this is also new to them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just love everything you're doing. I'm such a fan because I just see how corrupt food is and the supplement space and protein powders. So really, really appreciate your clean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. And yeah, we have building out the product line slowly. And so I hope people go check it out and try out our electrolytes are actually our best selling product too, the hydration drink. So I would encourage people to try that out. And then the beef protein blend and the whey proteins, they're awesome. So thank you so much. Yeah, give it a go.
That was such an insightful conversation with Alex, his journey from overcoming childhood leukemia to creating one of the cleanest protein brands on the market is truly inspiring. If you're looking for high quality, transparent, and effective supplements, definitely check out Kono Nutrition. And don't forget, if you want to try Kono Nutrition, you can use my special discount code BiohackerBlondie or check the link in the show notes for exclusive savings. You can also find all the link show notes and more from this episode on my website, biohackerblondie.com. And if you enjoy this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, share, or leave a review. It really helps support the show, brings incredible guests like Alex, and attracts sponsors who allow me to keep sharing the latest in biohacking with you. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.